Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
We visit the small towns nestled along the banks of the Clinch River in Virginia. WMMT contributor Rich Kirby takes us there to note the celebration of the Clinch River Valley Initiative. A coalition of public and private groups sought to have a patchwork of land spread across 130 miles of the Clinch River declared as a state park in spite of its unconventional layout to help the area realize its potential as a major tourist attraction.
Southwest Virginia is on track to get a new state park. The General Assembly has approved initial funding to begin creating a park along the Clinch River, at least $3 million, according to news reports. Folks from along the river gathered in St. Paul April 14th to celebrate the news.
My name's Dave Collett. I'm the field operations manager with Virginia State Parks, and that's a big, long, fancy title, but I basically do a lot of traveling all up and down the western end of Virginia.
About 50 people heard Dave Collett explain that the new park will be something different.
A traditional state park is really focuses around a central landmass, a large body, 600 acres to 1,000 acres. So the Clinch River concept is a little bit different, and there's going to be little nodes all the way down the river. We want to be able to have folks be able to put in, float 2 hours, float 2 days. I don't know who coined the string of pearls concept, but it's very applicable to this new state park.
The string of pearls idea involves a number of small pieces of parkland up and down 130 miles of river, convenient places for boaters to put in and take out of one of Virginia's most beautiful streams. The concept came out of the Clinch River Valley Initiative, or CURVY, a coalition of public and private groups. One person deeply involved in developing the park concept is Lou Ann Wallace of the group St. Paul Tomorrow.
We presented this state park initiative idea to the DCR board. As a spokesperson for that initiative, I just said, look, we want you to support a new way of thinking. We understand that the geography here in the mountains will not allow us to have a hunk of chunk of land that you say we have to have in order to have a state park. But let us have various pieces so different communities can have different things, and it allows for all of us to have a piece of that economic structure that we all need anyway. So, you know, a state park has to come along and they have to come up with the infrastructure for cabins and they have to come up with park facilities. And so this is going to allow for small towns and small communities to supply those needs that a state park says it has to have. So I'm thinking, why did nobody ever think this before?
Getting the idea past the talking stage involved a lot of work for a lot of people.
Of course, you have to deal with your local government, and you have to work through some issues. And so we were able to work through a lot of things, and our local government is very much on board. And when you have that kind of thinking, it just ignites and incites your community. And what I think we all need to think about here with this CURVY initiative is we have to incorporate everybody so nobody is left out. There is a role for everyone to play in this entire initiative. And when you open it up and you allow the people to grow it from the bottom up, this is a bottom-up organization, not a top-down. And so when you do that, you have such a firestorm of people around you that is just, it's just phenomenal.
The idea for a state park grows out of the realization that the Clinch is a unique and attractive river. Deborah Horn lives on the river in Scott County and sees this as a part of a big increase in ecotourism.
I moved to Scott County 20 years ago. I live right on the river. I have 190-foot of river frontage. And at that time, you might see one or two canoes come down a summer, maybe. The past 2 or 3 years, I mean, it's every day, all weekend, and I mean, they're just paddling and paddling. You hear them, kids are laughing, and it's just really boosted all the economy. And I think Clinch River Valley Initiative getting all this out and getting all the towns involved, which helps other people learn about what's coming in. And so it's really boosted everything and got more people involved and more people on the rivers, and the tourism is really boosting.
Far Southwest Virginia doesn't always swing a lot of weight with the state government in Richmond. But the Clinch River Valley Initiative worked hard to get a lot of private groups and local governments behind the idea. And that made it easier for the region's representatives to get the park's funding into the budget as Delegate Terry Kilgore told the crowd in St. Paul.
All in all, this is something that you all originated, you all came up with, all these communities supported, and it was easy for us to get around, to get behind it, because we were able to show all the commitment that the area had to this project. So most of all, thank you all for pushing us. Thank you all for staying with it. And thank you all for what you're going to do over the next few years to get this project going.
What other folks are recognizing about Kirby and this effort down here is the entire Commonwealth is watching. I'd even say the nation, because we've had a couple of calls from other states wanting to know how this happened, how they can get their citizen support groups organized to the way Kirby did, how that they can get a state park in their area of the Commonwealth and other states. They're looking to Kirby to figure out how they solve that puzzle. So Kirby has been a truly, if not a Commonwealth leadership initiative, but I would even say a nationwide leadership. So be proud of that. But
planning work for a new state park is centered on three towns: Cleveland in Russell County, St. Paul in Wise County, and Dungannon in Scott County. The economy of Southwest Virginia being what it is, everyone hopes a new state park will bring some economic activity to the area, as David Sutherland explained.
I'm the mayor of Cleveland. Thank you. We've had a lot going on in Cleveland with our downtown revitalization. And when all this work is done, I know Cleveland is going to prosper. But thanks to the dedication and hard work of our legislators bringing in the state park project, you know, we're not just going to prosper, we're going to thrive. And not just us, but all the towns along the Clinch. And look forward to all of us communities down along the river to work together with the state park so we all will rise above. All right, thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Deborah Horn. I'm mayor of Dungannon. First off, the town of Dungannon, being small as it is, and Cleveland both, we will both prosper from this a lot. It will benefit us with our economic revitalizations. It will add a lot for us. Also, the town of Dungannon, the people, the town council, and I, and mostly important, all the children of the town of Dungannon, want to thank all the legislators for all their hard work in helping all of us out. Thank you all.
Deborah Horn, mayor of Dungannon, Virginia, at a celebration for a new park in Southwest Virginia. The actual park is still some years away, but actual money has been raised, and folks are optimistic that the Clinch River State Park lies in the not-too-distant future. With Mimi Pickering, I'm Rich Kirby, reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.